This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and A to Z Sports NFL analyst, joins us. Kyle, good morning, man, and thanks for coming on. Was wondering, as all the news, the first preseason game is over. A lot of different topics with the game, and we'll jump into all of them. First of all, I want to start, because this was a big one yesterday. Hey, man. He was working on that goal line and short yardage situation, understands how important. He was stubborn about it. I loved it. This is where we get our work. They don't do it full speed and all out where you can tackle in practice like they used to. I'm glad they were doing the work. What'd you think?
Yeah, obviously you would love for it to not be pulling teeth down there, but I think when you look at what happened on some of the runs, and I think there's some easily correctable things. I appreciated the attitude. I like what Mike McDaniel said after the game as far as, like, look, we wanted the reps. Well, you got a couple of good concepts to get a look at, and you got a feel for how Jalen Wright feels those. You saw how Ollie Gordon handled his opportunities later in the game. Your best player, what you felt like in that regard, was Madison, so that's a bit of a bummer, and you're going to have to figure out who you want to kind of be the marquee guy there. But I was with you. Once they got down on the one, I said, I hope they run it every time, right? It's preseason. I don't care if they score. I want to see you work on it, and I want to see who and where you feel like you can run to get that yard when you need that yard.
So Vianaya and James Daniels, your top free agent that you picked, and you moved up to get your other guard, both 320 pounds. Those guys, they need to work. They need to get used to it. Patrick Paul in there as well. So I was just glad to see we got so many opportunities. And I know if it was a game and a regular game and we went 15 plays and didn't score, it would have been a downer, but they probably wouldn't have run it every time in that situation. All right. So, speaking of the O-line, Larry Borm played a lot at right tackle. And what did you think not only about Larry Borum's play, but the second group of guys that played a lot of that game on the O-line?
Yeah, I thought Borum was fine. I know he's a player of interest because he plays the swing tackle, and for the rest of the preseason, we're not going to have Austin Jackson rolling. So Larry got 31 snaps. I thought he had probably two reps in pass pro where it looked like he kind of let guys get into him and collapse the edge. And obviously your responsibility as a tackle is to set the width of the pocket. So I felt like he kind of felt a couple of collapses. And I thought in the run game, it was what you were hoping to see from a point of attack and displacement. That opening drive, we were getting some really good expansion on the edge when it was running to Larry. And then you get down in the short yardage situations and, hey, I got a defensive lineman lined up head up over top of me, and he's going to crash down inside and try to get into the B gap. and he washed it down, and he did it on more than one occasion. So I think it's, you understand what the strengths and weaknesses are of the player. I think you were projecting him as a fit into how Miami likes to run their offense, and I think you saw why this was a marriage that the team was interested in, and I think there's nice things to work with Larry Borum.
Any of the guys, other guys, when those guys were all out, any of the other ones with the twos and threes that you liked that you're going, okay, there's some potential there to work with to have on a 53-man roster?
Yeah, I'm kind of cheating here a little bit, but I'll take it because of how you asked the question. I think Daniel Brunskill, with his experience in the scheme, I thought he played a really clean game.
Great.
And he ended up playing 22 snaps. A lot of it was pass protection work. Yeah, I think he was only on the field for a half dozen runs when it was all said and done. But I think Brunskill, the absence of Eichenberg, and you're assuming Eichenberg with his contracts and the commitment there and the experience in the scheme that, like, he's probably not a bubble guy for you. I think both of those guys have earned the opportunity, especially because I thought one of the more disappointing players that Miami had was one that I was hopeful for this year, in Keon Smith.
Oh.
Keon played a little bit here, there, and everywhere, and I don't think he looked comfortable anywhere. And on that possession, when Quinn Ewers had the strip sack, I mean, that entire play sequence was pretty tough for Keon at left tackle. So that's one for me. I'm looking for a big bounce back next week is Keon Smith, because I remember the cameo appearances he had in 23 and looked like a promising player. He missed all of last year. But I don't think he's high enough up on the pecking order where you can afford to have bad games and play everywhere and not look comfortable anywhere, which is what I kind of felt like the tape looked like against Chicago.
Yeah. All right, jump in the cornerback position, the other hot topic here in the first couple of weeks. So Storm Duck looks like this is just me. Tell me if you're with me or not. Storm Duck looks like your number one guy right now. I moved Ethan Bonner ahead of Jack Jones as a corner, and Kendall Sheffield, and I know others disagree. I think Ethan Bonner, they're starting to trust more. He seems to be a little bit more comfortable. I still think Jack Jones got more talent than any of them, if he could ever put it all together, and Kendall Sheffield at number four. What about for you?
I think you have the right collection of four guys. I think for me, Storm is the one that has the sweat equity and played in the system last year. So I think there's a level of trust there for what they want him to do technically. I thought Ethan played the best game against Chicago out of all those guys. Now, I thought Jack Jones had a lot of really bright flashes, obviously called for the DPI. I think Jack, I would still be surprised if we get to week one and Jack Jones is not one of your starters.
Yeah.
Because he's that talented.
I agree.
But Ethan Bonner, obviously he had the tip ball on the Patrick McMorris interception, and that was a great play at the catch point. So I think this competition is far from settled, and I thought the preseason game made it more intense coming into this week against Chicago, because I think guys represented themselves well all in all when it was all said and done.
I'm going to jump over to the quarterback situation. Were you disappointed? Is that kind of what you thought with what they were playing with Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, I thought Zach, the near pick six at the end of the half was pretty rough, where it was a ball that was late and it was a ball that was left behind, inside, and that's a bad combo when you're throwing outbreaker routes. It'd be late, inside, and behind. So he dodged a bullet on that one for sure. I think he it's all the timing of everything, right? And I think he had a couple of really nice rips. I think Quinn Ewers had a couple of really nice rips. And Quinn had less help as far as guys catching the ball for him. I mean, he had some throws that were tight window throws that I don't think are advisable to make. But I think Quinn had, and it doesn't surprise me based off of how he played at Texas, Quinn looked like he had more of those opportunities where he gets to the top of the drop, he sees space, and he says, I'm going to throw it. Like that trust and timing and spot placement, because that's how this offense is so often designed to operate, and it's what they did at Texas a lot of times. Now, the timing of it wasn't very pretty a lot, because it's third, fourth string wide receivers. It's Quinn getting these opportunities for the first time. So the efficiency of it wasn't great. But if I'm looking for the good thing from each guy, I think Zach had that throw to Taj Washington where he was hot and the Bears brought pressure and they were free up the A-gap. And he laid it out for knowing he was going to get hit to Taj. I thought that was his best play. And then Quinn, it was the willingness to trust the timing of the construct of the play.
Yeah. Let's move to the receiver position. I thought the guys played overall pretty well. excuse me. Both Taj and Malik Washington. Akine had a nice play, and D. Eskridge, and part of that was their returns as well. You can't keep everybody, I don't think. Who'd you like? Who kind of jumped out of that group that you liked as a 3 and 4?
Yeah, I think the chemistry with Malik Washington and Tua was not lost on me, where you could kind of see that towards the end of the year last year.
Yep.
And then you get the third down and the fourth down conversions and one of them to the field. So that's obviously a longer throw. But outbreaking patterns outside the numbers, I thought both of them were great routes from Malik to kind of get off the line of scrimmage and stem and set up the defender and then win across the face to get clean breaks and catch balls in stride towards the sticks. I thought so. Malik, from that perspective, stood out. I thought the best stuff that Nick did was in the run game. We've been asking for physical blocking wide receiver for a while, and there was 3-4 occasions where Nick was the play side wide receiver and he was condensed split and he's coming down on a linebacker or a safety and really effective. And that got me excited for Nick. So I think those two guys are the guys that popped to me the most as far as the wide receiver pecking order. I think Taj Washington had himself a really nice game as far as some of the short area twitchiness, and we obviously didn't see him last year. And I think the special team stuff in general was outstanding, and I think the fact that you got a number of different guys that had positive contributions in the return game, I don't know that helps D. Eskridge as you're trying to get through the pecking order.
Yeah. By the way, special teams overall, I know it's only one preseason game. Man, what a difference, huh? That group, that's one of the best games I've seen overall in a long time.
You're not kidding. And it was kick coverage. It was returns. It was, yep. And it was consistent. It was not, oh, they broke one return. I mean, that their average starting field position after returning a kick was like the minus 42 yard line.
Yeah. So no, it was crazy.
The hidden field position, but that's how you get 10 penalties and 2 turnovers, one of them inside your own 5 and still tie the game in a preseason setting is the field position element of what you had. I thought was a really promising first showing for Craig Aukerman's group.
All right, so obviously there's been a little shuffle here because of the Madison injury, and we hope he's okay after, God, finding out and playing doctor during the game and finding out how bad it was, so we hope he's okay. But now all of a sudden, Ollie Gordon II, man, I tell you, he's a strong, strong-looking dude at 225 pounds. You see him moving up a little closer to Jalen Wright, and I don't blame Jalen Wright, by the way. He had no shot on that fourth down play on the goal line there. But are they close, or Jalen Wright still clearly number two?
I think Jalen Wright's got a balance of skill sets, and I think he has – and the run that he had that he took down to the one-yard line on that possession where they end up not scoring any points. But it looked like it was some kind of inside zone where he has to cut out the back door. And as he cuts to his left, he then has kind of the cutback opportunity to get north and get straight up the field and spike the run. And the angle in which he gets his cleats in the ground and explodes off of that hard cut is something that I think is going to set him up for a lot of successful runs. And I don't know that Ollie has that reactive cut ability to them. So as you're getting these guys in the flow of it and you're getting a feel for the run game and what concepts you want to work and where you can trust runs to develop, I think having that reactive element for Jalen is going to help him, where once you know, hey, we're going to hit this gap where we want it, it's going to be there. I think that's where the size and kind of the burst of Ollie will really showcase itself best for you.
Man, we got so much to talk about. Hey, real quickly, I thought one of the best plays of the game, and I'm trying to figure out how he can be on the 53-man roster because I don't know necessarily he's one of your top pass rushers. Cameron Good made one of the great plays running down the field. I mean, that's one of those plays where the special teams coach goes, hey, man, I know he might not be one of the top four or five pass rushers, but you got to keep him. And then I look at Derek McClendon, who, by the way, everybody in South Florida, our writers on the Derek McClendon, you got to keep him. We're always looking for that one great story that he's going to be on there. And so what do you do? Can you keep both those guys?
That's going to be tough because I look at the defensive tackle room too, Joe. And Austin Clark wasn't kidding when he said he has nine guys who can play a little bit, right? So you got Thieler, you got the three rookies, and I thought Biggers had a good game as well, and he almost blocked a kick. And he had, I think, three block kicks in college. So, yeah. Like, that's on his resume as a thing. And then you've got Matthew Butler had some promising looks.
Matt Dickerson,
who I think had an outstanding game. Ben Stilley, you've got a lot up front, and I don't think you can afford to just keep 13 guys on the defensive line. So yeah. The math there is going to be really tough. So I don't think you're going to have a spot for both Cam Good and McClendon. I kind of look at the depth chart, and I would expect that they're going to keep five. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
So it's the top four guys and then probably one more. And I think Cam Good's got a big leg up there because of the special teams profile.
Yeah, man, that play he made is not easy to get off a block running down the middle of the field 5 yards ahead of everybody else that's running down there with you and make that kind of play was ridiculous. Hey, always great having you, Kyle. Thank you so much, man. A lot of good stuff.
Yes, sir. It's good to have football back and glad we could chop it up a little bit.
There you go, man. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and A to Z Sports NFL analyst with us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Dolphins. We could have gone about 2.5 hours straight with that guy. Hey, we got more stuff to tell you about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back. Want to thank Kyle Krabs, man. That guy could break it all down and give you an idea of everything after watching tapes and going through the whole process from a couple days ago and getting set. I didn't get a chance to get into it. Hey, the three big days for the Dolphins coming up against a team. Dan Campbell is not worried about being anybody else's friend, in case you didn't know that. As far as coach, Dan Campbell and Mike McDaniel are completely different dudes. I'm shocked they're practicing twice. To be honest, I'm shocked they're going to have two practices against the Lions. And obviously the preseason game, I'm not shocked. But anyway, so they're going to get a lot of good work in. So that would be an interesting couple of days to see how that goes. They need the work. Dolphins need to work, man. This is part of getting rid of that. You're not physical. You're finesse and all that stuff. And you heard Kyle talking about it. I agree, man. They got some tough decisions. The toughest decisions will be on that D-line. You cannot keep them all. First of all, you're keeping all three defensive linemen that you just drafted. That's a slam dunk. Benito Jones going to be on the team. Shocked if he's not there. He's had a nice little camp for what he's used for as a run stopper. Zach has been unbelievable. Had a great day of practice against Chicago. Their coaches said he just was chewing guys up on the offensive line. He was just really, really good. And then on top of that, you got some other guys that can play. Dickerson and some of those other guys are really, really good players that you got to make some decisions on. So, yeah, this been interesting how many of these guys you can keep. Although I will tell you, unless draft picks are really bad, they're going to be on that 53. That will happen. So it's too early to do that. I know all our writers have their list out of what they think the 53 is going to look like. And, of course, you still got two preseason games and some practices. And, of course, a lot of this comes down to who's still healthy as well and who might have to go to the IR and all the other junk that has happened and still could happen with this team. But there's still a bunch of other stuff that is it's going to be important, man, at a lot of positions and ranking and trying to figure out. And then when it's all said and done, you go shopping on other teams to pick up another offensive lineman. Does somebody say we're not good enough with backups and we need to go get another offensive lineman from somebody else? Or same at cornerback. Is there somebody else we can develop? And you can take guys off practice squad if you're not aware of this. I guess most people are. But I can take anybody off your practice squad and put them on my practice and make them an active roster player. You can't change from practice squad to practice squad. But if you're taking a player off somebody's practice squad, they're going to your 53-man roster, which is full pay. A big game changer for players. So probably have a couple of those when it's all said and done with everything with the team. We got bunch of other stuff going on with the team as well, and they got some really good shape, man. I keep going back to this really good shape on some positions though. We're going to be jumping on some stuff going on in the NFL, including Shedeur Sanders, who looked real good in Cleveland. In his first game, I actually stayed around to watch it. They had it on TV, and it was good. Jackson Dart actually played well. Cam Ward made some great throws. We didn't talk about it. Cam, and by the way, Cam's offensive line, I don't know who they were playing against. I saw his highlights. Cam Ward had some time to throw. You see some of the time he had to throw the ball down the field. So good start. But it was a good start for everybody. I see Justin Fields are talking about how he got off, and now everybody in New York's all excited about Justin Fields, and he ran when he needed to. He made some throws. He got rid of the ball. You kind of feel without anybody's not putting a game plan in defensively that a lot of these quarterbacks, unless their offensive line is just awful, there's always something kind of open where everybody should be playing pretty well, especially the number ones.
Into the preseason, man.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
Skyler had a monster. He had the best game out of anyone.
He was our first week preseason MVP.
Yeah.
Thank God we don't have an award for that, though. That Skyler thing, yeah. You know what? Hey, I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't. But go take that show and get your fan base all fired up. Ours is, we're done with that. Right? We're over
that.
I think
we're past that, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I will tell you, though, the backup quarterbacks for our guys didn't.
No. And, I said the guys have started the games around the league.
Yes, you did.
I did not say.
Well, I'm guessing these guys are going to, right? Tua's got to be just about done, I would think.
Yeah. Yes. The only thing is, if Tua says, hey, I want to play against Jacksonville for a series at home.
Yeah, take a couple snaps. That's fine.
One series.
But for the most part, it's going to be those two.
You saw the throws he made. Quick outs, third down.
No, they're not.
Back comes out of the backfield one-on-one against a linebacker. Achane chew him up every day of the week. Guy had no chance. Little move, break out, wide open. Tua makes the throw. Drives keep going. Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, they're going to call it safe. Imagine they call it QB draw or something.
So I'll give you a good one.
Defense.
Does Tyreek come back and play at all?
No.
Just
no.
Ramps it up in practice and that's it.
Yeah, he's fine without playing. Okay. By the way, I wouldn't play Waddle either while we're at it.
So you just – what about Achane?
No.
I'm with you.
I hate
By the way, steps. I'm with you on Achane. I don't
hate
want Achane.
I just think the preseason's useless.
Oh,
I
you got
what
play.
Happened. Alexander Mattison's like such a good example of why the preseason sucks.
But you can't worry when you do this about guys. You don't go out. A coach doesn't go out and go, you got to play. You're going to play. I'm going to give all you guys. I'm splitting this up. You're going to try to get you guys 7 or 8 carries each, and then guy gets hurt on his carry.
Yeah,
you can't play the card of like, well, now you screwed it. Now I'm getting ripped by the media because I played him.
I know. How many more starters can the Dolphins afford to lose, though?
No. I know it's probably.
I know that he wasn't.
They're not deep in some
general,
positions.
Man,
I understand.
Out there, how many more can they afford to lose?
I know it's a different time. It's a lot more money. The game's more popular and everything else.
I think it's a different time. You just want you guys healthy when the season starts.
But you got to get some live work. And I don't mean don't tackle, don't take them to the ground, don't chop them, stay away from their legs. Because when you start, it's all you got to get a little bit of that. You have to.
So I also don't buy into this whole, like, if they don't play in the preseason, they're going to get hurt in the regular season thing.
Some do.
I don't buy into that because
you don't buy from going 0 to 60.
No, because I think these guys have the best health professionals in the world working for these teams, and I'm guessing they have a pretty good idea of what's best for these people or these players, right? All the doctors and the analytics guys and the sports science people. Like, I'm guessing they know what's best.
So how do you get young guys ready to go if they never tackle till the first game?
Young guys, you can play some of the young guys.
Well, that's what this should be about.
But starters, man, like long-term starters, just let them sit. We don't need anyone else getting knocked down.
So why is everybody playing, it seems like, a little bit more this year than before?
Not everybody, a lot of guys. A lot of starters. So Joe Burrow played. Patrick Mahomes always plays.
You didn't question what he does. And again, you lose a guy. They lost Hollywood Brown on the first catch last year. Remember in preseason? Yeah. First catch went down and was gone till damn near the whole season, till he came back towards the end. I don't know, man.
It's a tough call.
So the other thing is, and the media dogpile job we do when one of these guys, gets hurt. Why was he in the game? Why was he playing? You know what you have. These guys going, hey, man, they got to get a little work.
I'll leave you on this one. Texture says this team sucks. They need all the reps they can get. There you go, Joe. I'm going to get to Mark Ross on that one.
I don't know if everything sucks.
Ask Mark Ross what he thinks. Curious.
About
playing guys.
No, I will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
He was front office guy.
No, they got to make those decisions. I'm with you. We will talk to Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst and former front office guy with the Giants. We'll have that for you coming up here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my gosh. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 30 years of experience. It's real simple. Get you a mortgage quickly with the best rates. Looking out, he's got a bunch of great programs. Matter of fact, I want to tell you about. Boy, he's got programs for seniors, programs to convert your home equity into money. That's a big one right now. We got a lot of people sitting there with their home paid off and a lot of equity going, what good is this doing me if I don't get some of this money? We could use it, honey. Well, listen, they've got that for you. Declined by the banks. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's got a program for you as well. And I want to let you know for first-time home buyers, this is a big one. To get pre-approved, so you know the amount of money you're dealing with when you go out and you make an offer on a home you and your wife really want to get, you got it, and you don't have to wait. You've already got things done. You can get that money quickly, close out quickly. These are one of the programs Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been has put out there. Self-employed. He's got a great program for you. Hard money loans, another one that he does. If you got a bunch of rental properties and got equity you'd like to take out and get more rental properties, Michael Kotze does a lot of different things, wears a lot of different hats, but bottom line is getting it done for you quickly. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working. 7 days a week, call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, thank you, Woody. And, man, I've been watching him every night. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. And before we get into it, NFL Network will carry 7 live preseason games here in week 2. I must have watched all of them on the road in Chicago, including a doubleheader with re-airs of every game streaming available on NFL Plus. So they got a lot of great stuff going on. Mark, nice enough to find some time for us, and I really appreciate it. And, Mark, I got to start with this one because – we got people like, why do we lost a guy in Madison who looked really good at running back and out for the year now. Why do we have preseason? Why do we play these guys? I think everybody needs to play, minus maybe a couple of veterans. I think there's a reason that a lot of young guys need to play preseason football a little bit. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, preseason is definitely necessary for – you know, really players that make the team. It's not about scheming. It's not about wins and losses. It's not about, as you said, the veterans. It's an opportunity for young players to show what they can do, you know, and that's, you know, it's going to, you know, an Ollie Gordon, let's say you lose a Madison, but then you get a revelation possibly in an Ollie Gordon. If you don't have preseason, you might not see him in a game setting like that. Now, That being said, I think preseason is going to keep shrinking away and regular season games will keep getting added. So it'll be a little bit of both for fans will get their wish and no preseason. And, of course, the owners will get their wish at more regular games, make more money.
I was going to say, that's coming soon. Coming soon to you in your National Football League. We are looking at 18 games, yep. And I mean real soon. You agree?
Oh, yeah, it's happening. You know, whenever there's talk about the NFL making money in some kind of way, and they might have a Tuesday game or Wednesday game, you know, prime time, but every night of the week there'll be a football game. And if it's going to make a ton of money, the NFL is going to find a way to do it. And if the players are in the harm's way, no, so be it. That's okay. We'll be okay. We'll be all right. So, yeah, it's 18 games is definitely coming soon.
Hey, so – I was a little surprised when I heard I'm on my way back up here in a couple days for the Detroit Lions and the Dolphins game. They got two practices against Campbell's team and then the preseason game. One thing I have learned about being around him, he is not concerned what anybody thinks. He's going to run a physical camp, and I'm guessing this might be really what the Dolphins need to see a team that this is the way they practice a lot more physical. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, you don't know until you experience something. So you may think you're practicing hard until you practice against someone who practices harder. You may think you're giving your best until, oh, like, wow, that's really the level we have to get to. Now, you know, different coaches do it different ways. Some coaches are more laid back with their preseason practice, training camp practice. Some people go hard. I was with Andy Reid. I mean, we used to tackle. I mean, back in the early 2000s, I mean, we tackled in training camp, and he still has a pretty physical practice as well. So those results work for him, whereas I know other coaches don't do it the same way. Whether that's the secret sauce for Detroit, I don't know, but it's worked for him and Dan Campbell, and you know, that result speaks for itself. Now they get a lot of injuries, too, towards the end of the year. So there's the flip side. So there's always the give and take of what actually works, what's the best way of doing it.
Hey, Mark, have we had an overreaction to – I know we can't get enough football – to preseason football week one, especially with quarterbacks and how they play against a generic defense or not? See comments about Jackson Dart and Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders and a lot of other quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's definitely an overreaction. I mean, you get a better look in practice against your own team than you do in a preseason game as far as the looks you get and the players you play against. I used this yesterday talking about Shedeur last night. Of course, we got to talk about Shedeur. And I just said, well, just think in practice, he's looking at Myles Garrett across the way. And then now he goes to the preseason game, he's looking at a guy that's not even going to be on the team. So, and then you got Jim Schwartz defense scheming up different things because you're trying to put your offense in the worst possible situations, the most stressful situations to see if you can perform. So you're ready for your first game, your first real game, whereas preseason, teams are just trying to get out of there. I mean, they're calling everything basic. You know, there's, second, third, fourth team guys that aren't going to play. So, yeah, the overreaction when someone looks decent as those guys did, I mean, there's been so many preseason all-stars at quarterback that you really can't put much into it. Other positions, yeah, you can tell a little bit more. I mean, you can tell if a receiver's got explosiveness and burst and his hands look good. But as far as a quarterback and really facing a live rush and multiple coverages and stunts and twists and scheming and formation, it's not the same.
Well, I got to tell you, nobody moves the dial one way or the other more than Shedeur Sanders. I know why you talked about him. There's no question. And everybody wants to know what everybody thinks. He played great, by the way. Made some nice throws and moved around. And then I guess they have him fourth on the depth chart. And people are going, what? He needs to start the next. What do you say and where do you think he ends up? Does he end up as a backup? Could you see him starting somehow if he keeps playing well? Where do you think he fits in?
Yeah, he's not going to start. And then you know, you have to take that preseason game in totality of what they've seen from him all offseason. And, you know, this week, they practice against – talk about joint practices. They practice against the Eagles this week, and he may go there and look completely terrible, and no one's going to know. No one's going to have any idea if Shedeur Sanders goes up against – you know, throw him in there against the Eagles' first-team defense, Vic Fangio, and it's like, okay, now let me show you what the NFL is all about, son. And he can look terrible, but no one would know. I was in Cleveland last week for training camp on Monday, and the day before he didn't even practice, because he was injured. And then he got his opportunity because Dillon Gabriel got hurt, Kenny Pickett was hurt, and of course they're not going to play Joe Flacco. But, you know, I 100% Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback when they open up the season. And then really Kenny Pickett was the wild card of the guy they kind of wanted to emerge. And I think Dillon Gabriel and Shador are really fighting it out, and there's still a few weeks for that to happen. But really the best indication is Kevin Stefanski and his group watching him every day, not for a half in a preseason game.
Yeah. All right, so the Jets win 30. Now we're going back to AFC East in general. I hear the Jets fans and Patriot fans down here. Jets win 30-10 over Green Bay. Patriots put 48 on Washington. You know, you're like, we're a lot better. We're coming after you, man.
Yeah.
So how much did you read into it? People are excited and, you know, talking about different guys playing great and this is what they needed and new coaches. What'd you take out of those two games?
Yeah, and again, that could be fool's gold where there's been tons of teams that have looked incredible in preseason and then they go out there regular season and they fall flat. And you have to look at what's sustainable and what are things that are real in these preseason games, and not much of it is. And you got your starters that play a series and you're out. You're like, okay, well, if our backups are going to go play in that opening game, then we look fantastic. But I think with those fan bases, for sure, that you just need some hope and some positivity that this is the year. This is it. This is going to change it. You know, the Jets have been a long, 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 long time. They're in a different boat with the Patriots where they're just trying to just say, hey, we're good now since Brady left. And, you know, in totality, I think the Patriots will be a lot better. You know, the indication, you know, how they played in the game is just a continuation of the good offseason that I think they've had.
We have seen, Mark, a lot of holdouts and a lot of guys not happy and want to renegotiate contracts. Boy, this is – I was looking at Cameron Hayward's situation. He's 36 years old. He now decided I want a contract extension. 8 sacks last year. He's really good. As I said, he's 36 years old. He's got a couple years left on his contract. You've been in the front office. What do they do? Pittsburgh spent a lot of money so far to put this thing together. He's threatening too. Like he goes, hey, man, I'm serious now. I've made a lot of money. I'll sit out on you. What do you do if you're in the front office right now of the Steelers on that situation?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have it worse than those two. You had to deal with Watton and Hayward back to back. You know, you're not just dealing with some regular dudes. You're dealing with Cam Hayward, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame type player. You know, what Watt is top three player, you know, defensive end in the league.
Right.
So that's where the problem is, where you got to let the business separate from the person. And it's so hard with Cam Hayward because of what he's meant to that org, what he means to that organization and what he's been for that organization. But then you got to say, okay, if his name was Bob Jones and he was 36 years old, and yeah, right, he played decent last year,
right,
what do we do with him? Well, we're not going to give him any – we're not going to do this. He's 36. You've mentioned it twice in the lead-up to it. So that in that respect, you got to separate the business from the person, and it's almost impossible, more than any situation that I remember of a player meaning so much to an organization at this stage of his career that's asking for an extension. So – it'll get dicey there if he's really content on holding out.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, I got to ask you this one. I wasn't sure how the new kickoff. We did have Darren Rizzi come on. He was telling us he thinks it's going to be 70-75% or so returns. It's kind of looking that way. It worked great with the Dolphins on the returns. We saw a touchdown already. I like the new kickoff return. What do you think so far from what we've seen?
Yeah, it's been an emphasis by the league office. They want to see the return in play. They want to see that, as you know, they've done studies to say that the fans like it. So that's why they moved it up to give teams more of an incentive to kick it into the zone, the catch zone there, and you know, if it goes out to the 35, then punish teams to make sure it stays in play. So yeah, if this leads to some more exciting returns and turnovers or whatever it may be, that's great. And as long as it's the injuries are still minimized, because last year was the lowest concussion rate they had, basically because nobody was returning them. So
Right.
Nobody was returning them. You're not going to get any concussions when only 10% get returned. So, yeah, we'll see how the numbers go this year as how many returns and then how many injuries are on those returns.
So, Mark, every week we watch these kickers. I watch them warm up, and they got plenty of leg to kick, all of them, just damn near every one of them. I know we got one in Jason Sanders. He can kick him in the mid-60s. But we saw a 70-yard field goal. Incredible. You're talking about being on the other side of the 50, man. I mean, you think we'll start to see more of that? It won't take much to get there with the new kickoff returns either if you got a guy that got the big leg. What's your take on the future of the field goal?
Yeah, I guess, you know, just as players, regular position players get bigger, stronger, faster, you know, kickers get bigger, stronger, faster, it seems, because, you know, he drilled that one. And then I was at the Ravens practice 2 weeks ago or a week before, the first week, whatever, training camp opened, and their rookie, Tyler Luke, he hit one from 60 in practice, and he had about 10 yards to spare when he hit that one. So
wow.
It would have been, you know, it would have been good from about 70. And, you're seeing more and more of that where, these guys are training harder, getting their bodies bigger, and just like the position players. And it'll be fun. Hopefully, in-game situations, we'll see more of it.
Hey, Mark, I just want to let you know, as a guy that's known you for a while now, don't think I wasn't going to ask you, how before you left, how'd the family event down here in South Florida go? Home run?
Oh, it was amazing, man. Oh, it was incredible. It really was. Everybody had a great time. A lot of laughs, a lot of fun, a lot of liquor, a lot of food. We really had an amazing time.
You know, that hit the combination right there, the booze and stuff. And I'm guessing you must get hit with football stuff all the time, right? Somebody can't go more than like 5 minutes and going, hey, what do you think of this or that, right? That's part of the deal.
Always, man. That's okay. I just deflect onto something else. You know, I'll get other people arguing about football, and I'll sneak off to another conversation.
You stir it up and then leave. All right. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. And don't forget, NFL Network will carry 7 live preseason Week 2 games, including a doubleheader, quadruple header, with re-airs of every game and streaming available on NFL Plus. Not bad at all if you need to get a fix. But where they start, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're spreading out good old preseason, man. Hey, we got to go to break. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. I do want to take a second to talk about Chev and the people that work for him and the work they do at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Hurricane season is out there. You see them. See all the noodles. They're going all over the place. And I know what you're thinking if you haven't gotten Impact Windows and Doors and got a leaky roof. I know what you're thinking. Did I mess up? Well, you didn't mess up if you can still call Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. If you got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Don't hope and say your prayers every day that we're going to get lucky. Do something about it. There's always one thing you can do, and that's protect your home with the best products from Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. All you have to do, again, is go to LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got professionals ready to answer all your questions covering all of South Florida.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.